following program do not necessarily express the views of WJJG ownership, its staff, or sponsors.
Welcome to Aging Info Radio for caregivers, seniors, and those concerned about their aging journey. We are on every Thursday at 1 o'clock on WJJG AM 1530, Chicago's hometown station. Our show is also streaming live on the web at WJJGAM1530.com. If you have missed a show, we have our audios archived at AgingInfoRadio.com, our website. And along with all of our guests that have been on, they're listed by category with their contact information, as well as our future guests and more. I am Sue Zawacki, your host, and my show, or our show today, is about kidney care. March is National Kidney Month, designed to raise the awareness of chronic kidney disease. Unfortunately, 26 million Americans, which is 1 in 9 adults, have been diagnosed with CKD. Diabetes and high blood pressure are the most common reasons for a decrease in the workings of the kidney. Chronic kidney disease slowly gets worse over time, and in the early stages, there are no symptoms. So the loss of kidney function can take months or years to occur. It may be so slow that symptoms do not occur until the kidneys are less than one-tenth of normal. You can manage conditions following levels of protein, potassium, sodium, phosphorus, along with lifestyle changes and proper supplements. These are all essential in the improvement of kidney disease. I have three guests with me today who are experts, and they've worked many areas with kidney disease patients for years. And we're going to learn about chronic kidney disease, risk factors, dialysis, nutrition, diet guidelines, and more. And if you have any questions during our show, you can send us an email at info@aginginforadio.com or give our studio call at 708-493-1530. My first two in-studio guests are with Fresenius Medical Care North America, and both of them work in the Chicagoland area. I have Nancy Knaus with us, who is an RN with a Bachelor of Science in Nursing. And Nancy is the Director of Home Therapies for the Midwest and Puerto Rico, and she's based in Chicago. She's been in the dialysis field since 1992, where she began as a hemodialysis nurse and now a manager with Fresenius. She enjoys helping and nurturing nurses in all their roles. Ever since she was a PD nurse, she has been especially passionate about promoting home therapies. Welcome, Nancy.
Thank you. Good afternoon.
Well, I appreciate you taking time out along with Diane Ladiak. And Diane is a treatment options nurse educator, also with Fresenius Medical Care in Chicago. And she has many years of experience in nephrology nursing, beginning as a dialysis nurse almost 34 years ago. Her passion is taking care of dialysis patients and providing them with the best possible care. One of her highest priorities is to provide patients with education about their treatment options so that they can make the best decision for their health and lifestyle. Well, welcome, Nancy. Welcome, Diane.
Hi, thank you, Sue. Thank you very much for having us.
I'm so sorry about that. Would you guys like to say hello to anybody out there?
Yes, actually, I'm sure some of our colleagues are listening into this radio station, so we just want to say hello to everybody out there, and we appreciate the opportunity to educate some more folks in the treatment options for dialysis patients.
Well, I am very interested in learning all about chronic kidney disease. So let's talk about the disease and who is at risk for kidney disease, and maybe even what do healthy kidneys do.
All right. Thank you, Sue. Right now in the United States, the number one cause of kidney disease is diabetes. That is followed closely with uncontrolled hypertension or uncontrolled high blood pressure, Other causes could be recurrent kidney infections, also recurrent strep infections when you get strep throat. And if you do not get that strep throat treated with antibiotics, strep can harm the kidneys. And then we also have autoimmune diseases such as lupus, and then also your hereditary factors, your diseases. One of the leading causes is polycystic kidney disease, or PKD. The normal kidneys, we in our body, we normally are born with two kidneys. Some people may be born with one kidney or three kidneys, but the usual is two kidneys. They're the size of your fists, and they lie on either side of your spine. The kidneys are responsible for many functions, but most importantly, they control your fluid balance and they get rid of your waste products in your blood. They also secrete different hormones, and the hormones help make your red blood cells and also control your blood pressure.
Now, what are the risk factors that are involved with kidney disease?
The most common risk factor, again, as I mentioned, which is the leading cause of kidney disease, is your diabetes. We encourage patients and we educate them on the importance of checking their blood sugars regularly and also getting their hemoglobin A1Cs drawn every 3 months to be very conscious about getting their labs drawn, and follow-up is crucial with their primary care doctors.
When I started the show, Nancy, I mentioned that, you know, the symptoms do not occur or it could take months or years to occur. What would you say, are there common symptoms that others could identify with?
Yes, actually, a lot of patients, when we do not know that they have chronic kidney disease, some of them experience flu-like symptoms. There's a metallic taste to food, and some patients have some dizziness. Their feet swell, and that's because their kidneys are not excreting the fluids like they should. So typically the patients will come to their primary care physician with those kind of symptoms. They have a hard time sleeping, and that's because the chemicals in their body are off. So they typically don't sleep very well, and they feel very tired.
Now, with these symptoms, would you recommend to go to your primary care physician and get blood work, and then from the blood work they're able to say this could be possibly stage one or two?
That's correct. Actually, what they'll do is they'll do the general panel and check their chemistries and check their blood counts, see what their red blood cell count is looking like. And from that, they can take a look at if one of their lab values or a couple of lab values, particularly their blood urea nitrogen and what we call creatinine levels, are elevated, then the physician will recommend further testing for those patients and, you know, either do an ultrasound of their kidneys, a possible biopsy. They do an extensive history to see what the risk factors would be that might be causing the kidneys to fail.
So I guess it's pretty great, or it's good to be aware of those common symptoms.
Yes.
So if your body is speaking, listen.
Yes.
So I would like to, Diane, let's talk about tips to prevent and slow down chronic kidney disease.
Okay, Sue. Again, I can't emphasize enough, if you are a diabetic, to keep your blood sugar under control. Also, to follow up regularly with your physician, keep your blood pressure under control, and a lot of that may have to do with your diet and your intake of salt. You have to remember that if your intake of salt, you're going to pull water along with it. You may be holding extra fluid. So we educate patients on the importance of restricting salt in their diet or trying to decrease the amount of salt. When you go to takeout or you're out for fast food, you have to remember that this food is very high in salt. So we encourage patients to limit the amount of times they're having takeout food. Be conscious and really educate yourself on reading labels when you're shopping. Look at the sodium content of foods. If you're a smoker, again, we highly encourage you to quit smoking. reduce stress in your life. If you are on statin medications to control your cholesterol, make sure that you're compliant with taking those medicines. And again, watch your diet and follow up with your physician.
Those are great tips. Now, Fresenius Medical Care North America, a very large company. I know that you have a lot of locations. Nancy, would you like to tell us a little bit about Fresenius?
Oh, sure. Fresenius Medical Care operates the nation's leading network of dialysis clinics. We have about 1,800 dialysis facilities in the United States, including Alaska, Hawaii, and Puerto Rico. In the greater Chicago market that also includes Northwest Indiana, we have about 75 facilities that provide dialysis treatments for patients. We have in-center facilities, and in some of those in-center facilities, we have home dialysis programs where patients can come in and their partners, and the home therapies nurses will actually train them to do dialysis at home instead of coming to the in-center.
Oh, that's interesting. And for my listeners out there that may not know, I would like you to, Diane, tell us a little bit about how you can describe in general terms dialysis.
Well, dialysis is a treatment for kidney disease, and that is where and hemodialysis is where the blood is taken out from your body. There's usually only a small amount of blood at a time, and the blood runs through what we call an artificial kidney or a dialyzer. Through that process, we remove the toxins and the extra fluid from the blood, and then the blood is returned back to you. This process takes anywhere between 3.5 to 4 hours. Typically, patients come 3 times a week for treatment. So basically, the artificial kidney is doing the work of your natural kidneys in your body when your kidneys have lost their function.
And dialysis is always for those that are in stage 5?
Yes. Usually when you get to stage 5, the stages, there are 5 stages of kidney disease. Usually if you're stage 1 or stage 2, you're just being seen by your primary care doctor. Your primary care doctor will generally refer you to see a nephrologist or a kidney specialist when you get to stage 3. And what identifies that is the amount, the percentage at which your kidneys are functioning. When you get to stage 3, your kidneys are functioning less than 60% to 30%. When you get to stage 4, you've dropped below 30% to 15%. And then your last stage is stage 5, when your kidneys are functioning less than 15%. At that point, the nephrologist will be watching you closely. You'll be seen every 2 weeks to a month. They're watching your labs, gauging how good you're feeling. And at that point, they may be talking to you to seriously decide on which option would be best for you if and when you need to go on dialysis.
Okay, well, we're going to take a quick commercial break. I am once again talking to Diane Ladiak and Nancy Canals from Fresenius Medical Care. And I want to give out their numbers so that you have already heard it. It's 877-TOPS-LIFE or 877-867-7543. And their website is ultracare-dialysis.com. This is Aging Info Radio. Don't go away. When we get back, we're going to find out about all the different types of dialysis. Don't go away.
Wait a minute. You're 65, and you're 65, and you are too? You guys are the early boomers. And I heard the senior population is going to increase by 40% within the next 5 years. I believe we are on the forefront of a silver tsunami. Thursdays at 1 o'clock, join Aging Info Radio for caregivers, seniors, and those concerned about their aging journey. Our guests will bring their expertise to topics of interest. If you would like to be an expert guest or sponsor Aging Info Radio, call us at 877-704-1530 or email info@aginginforadio.com. I am Sue Sawacki, your host on Aging Info Radio, WJJG, AM 1530.
Attention wartime veterans and spouses. Are you getting the veterans benefits you deserve? VA pension with aid and attendance pays up to $1,949 a month to help you pay for in-home care or community-based care. call WealthCare Consultants at 800-213-8469 to determine your eligibility. 800-213-8469 or visit our website at aid-attendance.com. That's aid-attendance.com. WealthCare Consultants is not affiliated with the Veterans Administration.
Are you in need of continuing medical education units? Well, I may have the answer for you. Hi, this is Dr. Wayne Chikowitz. The American College of Physical Medicine is a medical association dedicated to several healthcare professionals licensed in the state of Illinois. If you're a massage therapist, physical therapist, occupational therapist, athletic trainer, dietitian, or naturopath seeking CEUs, please contact the American College of Physical Medicine at 847-521-ACPM or 847-521-2276 or go to the website www.acopm.org. The American College of Physical Medicine, serving your needs.
On a rainy evening, a crowd has gathered by a broken guardrail. A helpless husband watches, seeing his wife trapped by the river. That's what it's like when someone you love has ALS or Lou Gehrig's disease. You watch helplessly as their body degenerates. But with your help in funding global research, the ALS Association can slow the disease and find a cure. So go to ALSA.org to join the fight.
The Aging Info Radio, and if you are trying to lose weight and want to stay healthy, try Seattle Sutton's Healthy Eating Meal Plan. She was founded in 1985 to help patients who need to lose weight and address other health issues. Seattle Sutton's Healthy Eating prepares thousands of healthy, delicious meals weekly, and its innovative approach has helped others achieve and maintain weight loss, along with many medical conditions. Their number is 800-442-DIET or 800-442-3438, or visit seattlesutton.com. And if you're on our website, our aginginforadio.com website, you can also click on their little logo at the top. And I am here with Nancy and Diane from Fresenius Medical Care. And before we went to commercial break, I had opened it up to callers, and I actually have John on line one. Hi, John.
Good afternoon. I have a couple of questions. I was diagnosed with type 2 kidney disease, and I went for an angiogram, and now I'm type 3. I'm wondering, that solution they use for the angiogram, isn't that damaging to the kidneys?
Hi, John. This is Nancy. There are different things that they do for angiograms. Typically, if you have, if you've been diagnosed with chronic kidney disease or your kidneys are not working fully, that the radiologist would know that, and they would use the appropriate media so that they can do the angiogram without harming your kidneys.
Well, anyway, after the angiogram, about 3 months later, my feet swelled, and then I went to a kidney specialist, and he's put me on diuretics.
So your question would be?
I was wondering, well, you say that if they knew I had a kidney problem, they would probably do something to the solution for the angiogram so it wouldn't be so detrimental. Is that correct?
Yes, and they normally check your labs, John, prior to the test, so they would know what if there is any kidney damage or if you do have kidney disease. They do check that prior to the injection of the dye material.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
Well, thank you, John, and continue listening. We're going to get into some other options available to actually help with diet and nutrition on the second part of our show and also at the end of the show with Fresenius. So thank you for calling. I guess he hung up. Nancy, what type of different types of dialysis is there?
Well, as Diane mentioned, there's a hemodialysis, and the other type of dialysis that is available is peritoneal dialysis. Dialysis does some of the things a normal kidney does, such as removing extra water from the body and removing the waste products that have built up in the blood. Hemodialysis is usually done in a dialysis center. However, we do provide training and education and support for patients who may want to do hemodialysis in their homes. We'll provide the equipment and get that set up in the patient's home. And typically the patient and a partner, because a partner is required for our home hemodialysis programs, will come into the home training center and receive the training that they need so they can perform their hemodialysis treatment safely in their home. And we monitor those patients on a month-to-month basis. They come in to see the entire home therapies team, including their home therapies nurse, the physician, dietitian, and social worker. And they make adjustments if they need to their dialysis therapy. Typically, these patients do very well. An advantage in the Chicago area to do dialysis at home, obviously, is because of the winter months that we have. We did have some challenges for some of our patients coming into the in-center programs during the blizzard this past winter. So those patients that were dialyzing at home really didn't have any problems.
Now, how long has home therapies been available to patients in the area?
Home therapies has actually been around since the 1970s, it was actually more popular back then, and the reason is because we didn't have as many in-center dialysis facilities as we do now. With the socioeconomic and some of the needs and unfortunately more patients needing dialysis, more in-center programs did pop up in the Chicago area. Now we're kind of seeing that there, because of the education that we've put out there and allowing the patients to know that they have a choice to either come in-center or do dialysis at home, more patients are actually asking about doing their dialysis in their own homes. And so we're shifting a little bit again, and a lot of patients are asking about dialyzing in their homes instead.
What do you see as the greatest benefit of home dialysis?
Well, I kind of didn't mention peritoneal dialysis is the other type of home dialysis that we do offer for our patients, and that doesn't have any blood involved in it. What it is that a catheter is placed in the around the abdominal area for a patient, and they'll do exchanges with a sterile solution, and they will typically do four exchanges during the daytime of that, or they go on a machine at night, and those exchanges are done during the nighttime. Peritoneal dialysis is more gentle because they typically will do that 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So there's no pause. Our kidneys never stop working during the day or anything like that. So this is what peritoneal dialysis would do. So the advantages, if I can differentiate between hemodialysis and PD, is with hemodialysis, if you're doing it 3 days a week, you have the ups and downs where your blood is cleaned and then you go and eat and go about your business for a day or so, and then you have to come back and those toxins and the fluids that build up have to be cleaned again. So there's some fluctuation in your chemistries and in your fluids. With peritoneal dialysis, it's continuous. So it mimics what your kidneys would typically do. The diet is more liberal for peritoneal dialysis. With hemodialysis, there are some restrictions on their diets, a lot of the potassium-rich foods, some citruses, tomato-based foods. Our patients have to watch those, and then there's the salt and fluid intakes that are also limited for hemodialysis.
Now, is it you said the kidneys are always working. When you're asleep and say that you don't have chronic kidney disease, are they working less? I mean, are they constant? I mean, is there peaks and valleys in a normal, healthy person?
Yes. Well, there is, because as you eat and drink during the daytime, you're building up those fluids and those toxins during the day at night because you don't have any intake, and it will slow down a little bit. People usually don't need to urinate, at night as much as they do during the daytime.
And do you think that people are choosing home therapies for the convenience? I mean, because it seems like you're leaning a little bit more towards the home therapies.
I think so. I think that, again, some patients, they like to come in-center because they They have the same nurses, the same patient care technicians that they see 3 days a week, and the patients are all on the same schedule as well, so they develop some friendships in the in-center facilities. Some patients, the ones that want to continue to work, or we have patients that have kids at home or they take care of grandkids. Home dialysis is really more, we tailor their dialysis treatment around their lives mm-hmm. instead of their lives having to work around their dialysis schedule.
Well, that makes sense. Now, are there any other special treatment options in your program that you can think of that you'd like to explain to us?
We do have in our in-center programs a couple of facilities that have nocturnal dialysis, meaning that they do come into the in-center facility 3 nights a week and get about 8 hours of hemodialysis. It is a more gentle therapy for those patients as well. The nice thing about that is they come in and they just basically sleep during their therapy. We have three programs in the Chicago area that provides this nocturnal in-center dialysis, and those are in Mokena and Round Lake and also in Munster, Indiana.
Okay. Well, Diane, I want you to tell us what Fresenius Medical Care is doing to mark the occasion for National Kidney Month.
Thank you. Yes, March is National Kidney Month, although my firm belief is that every month should be National Kidney Month. We do provide free education. That is the Treatment Options Program. And, again, we gave you the number that you can call. This is if you are being seen by a kidney doctor. We generally see patients who are CKD stage 3, 4, and 5. And we cover the different treatment options. We talk about transplant. We talk about our different modalities of treatment. And Fresenius has also partnered with a very famous chef from the Food Network. And he is on our website with different recipes that are very flavorful and will cater to the renal diet that the patients need to follow. And you can find that on our website. Some of the samples of recipes that are on there is crunchy lemon herb chicken, sauteed beef with creamy mushroom, and it's just a very healthy way of eating. And I think it's very healthy not only for people with kidney disease but the general public.
That sounds great. Now, I wanted to go back to Nancy. I had a really quick question, Nancy. When somebody goes into start having dialysis at a treatment center, how long is the how long are they there? Like if they go in 3 times a week?
Well, they have assigned schedules where they would come in either on a Monday, Wednesday, Friday, or Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, depending on the length of their dialysis treatment, and that's something that the physician would prescribe. Typically, our patients run about 4 hours in center. So there's some prep time before you get on the machine. You actually run for 4 hours on the machine. It's about a half hour, 45 minutes before you come off the machine because there's some when we discontinue the treatment at the end, there's some things that we need to do then too.
Well, I could see where in-home treatment is becoming more and more attractive because of the time.
Yes.
You know, people's time, they don't have the time to put that in. I also want, Diane, I want you to put out there about your educational programs that people can go to locally and find out more about exactly what Fresenius offers.
Again, I really encourage anyone that is out there that would like to know more about treatment options to call our number at TAPS Life. When you call that number, someone will take your information. That information will be sent to one of our TAPS educators, and you will find out when and where you can attend one of our programs. And again, our number for that is 877-TAPS-LIFE. And please, it's free, and a good patient is an educated patient. And you will be leading a more healthy life. We encourage you to travel and enjoy your family.
Well, I'm going to ask one of you, and either one of you can answer, the tip of the day because we have run out of time.
Well, as I'm going to reiterate what Diane has been saying, is you definitely want to be screened if you have diabetes or high blood pressure. Make sure that you're being screened for kidney disease as well. Follow your physician's recommendations, your diet, take your medications, and also make sure that you try to come to one of our treatment options programs. There's a lot of education there. Our social workers and dietitians are also involved in those programs, so that if you have questions about your diet or anything as far as insurance, what's covered on dialysis, that we've got some excellent resources in those classes.
Well, thank you so much. And once again, I'm talking, that was Nancy Canals, the Director of Home Therapies, and also Diane Ladiak, the Treatment Options Nurse with Fresenius Medical Care. And their website is ultracare-dialysis.com. And once again, that number is 877-TOPS-LIFE. And don't go away. I have another guest coming on, and she has written a book called Kidney Health Gourmet. This is Aging Info Radio, and we will be right back.
Can you believe how much everything costs these days? From medicine to groceries, just to name a few. If you're a homeowner 62 years of age or more, a government-backed reverse mortgage might be just the thing to help you with your expenses. Imagine eliminating your current mortgage bill or credit card bills, or maybe get a monthly check to pay for needed expenses like caregiving so that you can remain in your home. If you're an aging couple, what happens when you lose your spouse and their Social Security goes away? Why not meet with a local representative and learn more about how reverse mortgages work? Maybe it's something for you. Mortgage Enterprises Senior Division, Senior Lending Options, has reverse mortgage representatives that will meet with you in the convenience of your home at no charge or obligation. Call Senior Lending Options today for a free brochure or to arrange a meeting. 630-571-5600. That's 630-571-5600. Mortgage Enterprises, NMLS number 194215.
When my father fell and broke his hip, I knew the time had come. He could no longer be left alone. We thought about having him move in with us, but my husband and I both work full-time, and with two kids in college and our own retirement on the horizon, every dollar counts. Worrying about Dad was keeping me up at night, distracting me at work during the day. I didn't know where to turn. And then I heard about Suburban Home Care. They hire licensed certified nursing assistants and home health aides to come into your home for as little as 2 hours a day up to round-the-clock care. Dad made it very clear he didn't want to go into a nursing home, and I don't blame him. Now, I can sleep easy at night and work more focused during the day, knowing that Dad is safe in the comfort of his own home and in good hands. It's one of the best phone calls I've ever made. Because I care, I chose Suburban Home Care.
For more information, call 630-964-9000. That's 630-964-9000. Or visit them on the web at suburbanhomecare.com.
You put your keys between your knuckles. You walk in well-lit areas. Stay clear of parked vans. Someone approaches you and you cross to the other side of the street. Your cell phone is ready. The number's for help saved on speed dial. You lock the door behind you. Once, twice, maybe three times. Now you feel safe, secure. You think you've made the right choices to protect yourself. Think again. Because if you're not making healthy choices, you could be one of the nearly 2 out of 3 women killed by cancer, diabetes, heart disease, or stroke. So eat right, get active, don't smoke, see your doctor, and live. Learn to protect yourself from yourself at 1-866-399-6789 or visit us at everydaychoices.org. A message from the American Cancer Society, American Diabetes Association, American Heart Association, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Aging Info Radio. And Mortgage Enterprises, located in Oak Brook, Illinois, and will assist you with your reverse mortgage. A reverse mortgage that can provide monthly funds needed to supplement your current living expenses and retirement plans. If you have equity in your home and are on a fixed income and want to learn more about the new low-cost reverse mortgage program, call Mortgage Enterprises at 630-571-5600. And my next expert guest is Nina Colby, who is a registered dietitian and board-certified renal specialist who has been working with kidney disease patients for the past 25 years. She received her Bachelor of Science degree from the University of Maryland and a Master's in Nutrition from Johns Hopkins University. Nina is a practicing dietitian for over 25 years, won to receive the board certification from the American Diabetic Association. She is a current chairperson of the Council of Renal Nutrition and has participated in numerous kidney
related research studies at Georgetown University Hospital. Nina's professional philosophy is that diet and lifestyle can make changes and a dramatic difference in the course of kidney disease. She's the author of two books. One is Kidney Health Gourmet, a diet guide cookbook with a friendly, with kidney-friendly recipes, and her second book, A 10-Step Diet and Lifestyle Plan for Healthier Kidneys. Welcome, Nina, to Aging Info Radio.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
Well, I appreciate Nina does practice out of the Washington, D.C. area, so welcome to Chicago.
Thank you.
Yes, well, would you like to say hello to anybody out there?
Just any people that have been diagnosed with chronic kidney disease. There's so much that can be done, and I hope you listen and make some changes and go on to have a long and happy, healthy life.
There you go. Now, your background being so extensive in the area of chronic kidney disease and renal nutrition, what do you feel causes kidney disease?
Well, as your previous expert said, that it used to be hypertension, but with the growing obesity epidemic in the U.S., which causes type 2 diabetes, so that has overtaken. So that is really the number one cause. Number one cause is diabetes, followed by high blood pressure, both of which I really want to stress really can be very well controlled with lifestyle changes.
There you go.
So that's where I come in.
Well, that's great. Now, if somebody is diabetic and has kidney disease, which is not so for everybody, which diet should they follow?
Well, it gets complicated because they have to merge both diets. So you can't throw out one illness out the window and just focus on another. And, you know, many people in addition to that, for example, diabetics often have high cholesterol, have high triglycerides, and they often have high blood pressure. So the more diseases you have, the more you layer on the dietary restrictions or modifications.
Now, is there a fluid limitation in these diets?
No, there isn't. The fluid limitation only is for people on hemodialysis.
I see. Now, I've always heard, or I've actually heard, that you should limit beans and whole wheat bread, and if you have chronic kidney disease, and I've always thought that those were healthy things to eat. Is that true?
Well, I'm so glad that you're bringing that up because I come across this a lot. First of all, when people are diagnosed with a certain disease, the first thing they do, they go on the web and they start Googling, and 99.9% of the information that is available on the web is for people on dialysis. And for people on dialysis, they have to follow a phosphorus modification. And those items that you mentioned, beans and whole wheat, they are higher in phosphorus, although I have a campaign to change that in the renal diet, and I won't go on and on, because those phosphorus and those food products are not well absorbed. So I'm not sure they really should be restricted that much as they are now, and this is in the hemodialysis diet. But I think what happens is people capture a little bit of information and then they give it a sort of a blanket to, well, everyone that has kidney disease, whether they're on dialysis or not, needs to follow a low phosphorus diet, therefore eliminate beans and legumes and whole grains. And you're absolutely right, those things are great, and they are actually very good for people that have diabetes. So absolutely not. Do not restrict whole grains and beans if you are stage 1 through 4 chronic kidney disease. Except if, I hate to always accept, but unless you have been told that your phosphorus level is extremely high.
And that leads me to the belief about lettuce and the varieties, and that they contain a high level of potassium. Can they eat all varieties?
It's very difficult to just say all patients stage, and I'm going to primarily focus on stage 1 through 4. So these are people that have kidney disease but are not on dialysis. They're all different. People have different dietary requirements. So I will say that everybody can eat iceberg lettuce as much as they like, but for those people that have been told that they have elevated potassium levels, then they do need to avoid the fancy lettuces, the arugulas, radicchios, romaine. They are quite rich in potassium.
I see. What about, what is your view on somebody taking multivitamins and minerals as supplements?
There's so many different ones, so I can't just say, well, I recommend you take this or this, but the important thing is to read labels. And when you flip the vitamin mineral, you look at the label, and you'll see that many of them contain, for example, vitamin C in huge doses, vitamin A in huge doses. And they also supplement with potassium and phosphorus. So those are vitamin and mineral supplements that would not be recommended. So I either recommend just a straight-out, very inexpensive vitamin, no minerals, like the one a day, or there are renal preparations available out there. And those are prescriptions, so your doctor would have to write a prescription for that. But that's the safest, and then the second best would just be to go for a very, very basic, don't go over 100% of RDAs, of just the vitamins.
Now, keep it simple, right?
Yes.
Now, I've seen advertisements out there for herbal and nutritional supplements, and they say they will help kidney disease. Is there truth in this?
You know, there is very little research that's done on the impact of herbals and the kidneys. And if you think of the filter, there's really two filters in your body. One filter is the kidney. The other filter is the liver. So any medication, whether it's aspirin, Tylenol, or ginkgo, they have to pass through that filter. And we really don't know. People that have kidney disease are not filtering as well as the people that have no kidney disease. So meaning that amount of herbals that they may be taking are backing up in their bloodstream. They're not being eliminated, and we really don't know. So to be on the safe side, I really say no to supplements. The only supplements that have been looked at and seen as being safe would be fish oil and a lower level of vitamin D.
Okay. Well, I've heard cranberry juice helps your bladder. Does it also help your kidneys?
You would have to drink an awful lot of cranberry juice to help that. And the problem with cranberry juice, cranberries are an extremely sour fruit. So it is just loaded with sugar. So those of you trying to lose weight or you're diabetic, you're basically drinking sugar water. So I think there's different ways. I think keeping hydrated is always good for the kidneys, but if you have a bladder infection, it's best just to see a doctor and get an antibiotic.
Now, speaking of cranberry juice, what about fruits and vegetables? Are there ones that should be limited or avoided?
Again, there's so many, you know, the kidney disease is a really peculiar animal. I see patients all the time in stage 3 and stage 2, stage 4, and sometimes I'll see a patient in stage 3, which typically their lab work looks pretty good and they really don't need restrictions, but all of a sudden they will have a high potassium. And then again, that's never repeated for another 2 years. So one of the things I really, really try to have the patients take their own health in control, take the bull by the horns, and in my 10-step guide, I do have a chapter on understanding your labs, and I provide a grid so they can follow their trends. And if any of you listeners go to the doctor, you know the first thing the doctor does, they look at your labs. So you need to also look at your labs and understand. And if you, I have given you what is normal for chronic kidney disease. And if you're in the normal range, you go ahead and you eat every fruit and vegetable out there because they are so healthy for you. But if you start to see that your potassium is creeping, then you then need to choose from the lower and moderate potassium. And then, of course, your doctor will usually have you go in for a repeat, and you do a repeat and you see your potassium has fallen, then you can liberalize your diet a little more. So it's never one answer, but what I do want to stress is that the listeners need to know what their levels are, and they then will know that this is a period in time I can eat anything I want, or this is a period in time I really need to cut back. There seems to be no rhyme or reason to this filtering ability of the kidney. Sometimes it filters great, and sometimes it filters a little less. So it kind of is an up-and-down situation.
Well, that makes sense to me. We are going to take a commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to talk to Nina. So many people like to go out to eat, and we're going to find out if you are on dialysis, what you should eat when you do go out, and you may not even want to go out because she's going to tell you about her Kidney Health Gourmet book. This is Aging Info Radio, and we will be right back.
I'm Seattle Sutton, founder of Seattle Sutton's Healthy Eating. There's only one bottom line in weight loss, and that is you take in a certain number of calories, and when you wear off more calories than that, you lose weight. Fad diets just don't work. Seattle Sutton's Healthy Eating works because we serve you what you should eat for the rest of your life. If anybody calls and asks, "Do you guarantee I will lose weight?" You know what? We play no games. We tell them that if they order the 1,200-calorie plan and don't lose weight, they're either laying there in a coma not wearing off calories or they're cheating, because that's a fact. People appreciate that Seattle Sutton's Healthy Eating tells it like it is. There are no gimmicks, no contracts to sign. Find us on the Internet at seattlesutton.com. For more information and your nearest location, call Seattle Sutton's Healthy Eating day or night. Call toll-free 800-442-DIET. That number again is 800-442-DIET. Call now. You'll be glad you did.
If you don't clean up your room, the Board of Health is going to condemn it.
The Board of Health doesn't even know about your room. What's more, they don't care.
You know, if you keep making that face, it's going to freeze that way.
Not unless you're someplace really, really cold. Actually, a lot of the warnings moms hand out are a bit exaggerated.
If you don't get your blood pressure checked, you could have high blood pressure, not even know it, and you could die from a stroke.
But she's right about that one. Fact is, high blood pressure contributes to 200,000 American deaths each year. And a third of those who have high blood pressure don't know it. If they did, it'd be simple to treat. Call the American Heart Association at 1-800-AHA-USA1 or visit AmericanHeart.org on the web to learn more. Better still, ask your doctor to check your blood pressure.
If you run without scissors,
it's the least you can do.
Welcome back to Aging Info Radio, and Suburban Home Care is a veteran-owned home care agency who has been providing in-home care to seniors and disabled adults since 1995 in the Chicagoland area. They carefully select and employ only experienced certified nursing assistants and certified home health aides to ensure your family's peace of mind. Being licensed through the Illinois Department of Health, bonded and insured with an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, you can call 630-964-9000 for a free assessment or other information. Once again, that's Suburban Home Care. And I am here with Nina Colby, who is actually the author, a very well-educated woman, as I said, in the area of kidney health and renal care. And before we went to break, I had asked her, I had said that we would talk about what happens when someone's on dialysis and they like to go out to eat, or not what happens, what should they eat? What should they eat, Nina? What do you recommend?
Good question. And I will lump the answer into both, the people in the 1 through 4 stage and dialysis, because the answer is similar with a few exceptions, which I can add at the end. So you asked me a while back about eating beans and whole grains. So I just want to contrast a little bit high potassium foods. So for those of you who've been doing a little education, a glass of orange juice is 220-some milligrams of potassium, and that's considered just deadly. And beans, which are also by many people considered very high in phosphorus, you end up absorbing about 70 milligrams of phosphorus. Food additives, the things that help things live on the shelf for years at a time, they can add 600 milligrams of potassium, 700 or 800 milligrams of phosphorus. So the key ingredients, which are so difficult to see, especially when eating out, are those food additives. And when you're eating at a chain restaurant, well, never mind McDonald's or a restaurant like Fridays and Chili's, nobody's cooking at those restaurants. They're assembling. The main kitchen could be in Minnesota or who knows where, and the sauces, the chickens, they're all shipped from the central kitchen, and then the people in those restaurants assemble. Well, there's a reason that those things can live probably with no mold, no nothing growing on them for years at a time. They are injected with preservatives, stabilizers, which add 4 to 5 times the amount of allowed potassium and phosphorus. So my first word of advice to all of you is don't eat at chain restaurants. Look for mom-and-pop restaurants, and I know my patients tell me they're fewer and far between, but, you know, go to Greek restaurants, Italian restaurants, I don't know what Chicago has, but mom-and-pop restaurants, or, of course, fine dining, which, you know, is a little pricier, but you want the cook in the kitchen buying their own ingredients, cooking fresh food for you, not some central kitchen who knows where. McDonald's, for example, all of their chicken is injected with sort of a liquid solution which just has tons of phosphorus and potassium. And I shouldn't single out McDonald's because all the fast food chains do the same. So the chicken appears moist and flavorful. So that would be the number one thing, is go to single standing restaurants that the cook themselves is cooking from fresh ingredients. And if you have been told, and I'd rather not have say this, you have been told, I'd rather that you know that you looked at your potassium level because you got your labs from your doctor, you looked at my book and you said, oh, this is a little high, then you know what vegetables to avoid. So if you do have a high potassium and you go to a mom and pop restaurant and the chicken is served on a bed of spinach, well, you know that right now you shouldn't be eating spinach, so you can say, instead of spinach, may I have asparagus, or may I have the iceberg wedge? So I hope I explained that properly.
Well, you did. And with your book, Kidney Health Gourmet, you had said you were drawn to create this diet guide and cookbook because so many patients complained about the lack of resources for chronic kidney disease patients not on dialysis.
Absolutely. The diet for pre-dialysis, and you could be in pre-dialysis your entire life, and if I have anything to do with it, you'll be on pre-dialysis forever. And if you just implement the healthier lifestyle tips, not everybody needs to progress to dialysis, but all the cookbooks out there are for people on dialysis, so the diet is a little different. So I was actually in speaking, I had a day of seeing kidney disease patients, and, you know, we just talked over and over. They kept saying, can you recommend a cookbook? Can you recommend a cookbook? And I thought, no, but maybe this is telling me something. I need to create a cookbook. So I did, and I love to cook, so it was natural. And I took some of my favorite recipes, and I used a nutrition analyzer, and I would make it, and the recipe would still come out too high in potassium or phosphorus, so I would tweak the recipe, and I would, of course, serve it to my family, and it would be maybe too bland, too this, so we would play around with the spices. I use a lot of garlic, a lot of white wine to make up for a lack of certain, for sodium and for some other ingredients. So I think they're all delicious. My family keeps asking me to make them, so I would say they're really delicious. And I tried to make them easy because I like to cook, but I know after, especially for the working people, they come home and it's just not realistic for them to cook a fabulous meal from scratch.
What are some of your recipes, and are they easy to follow?
I try to, there are a few, one or two, that are pretty labor-intensive, and those would, I would say, leave for a weekend, you know, some soups that are more labor-intensive. But I try to, for example, create a tomato sauce because that is one of the things that many people tell me they miss. So I created a tomato sauce that uses fewer tomatoes, and I make up for it with basil and wine, that so they can have some of their favorites. Delicious pizzas. Now, I do sort of tell people in the body of the recipes, now, if, you know, watch for this or this. If you're a little higher in potassium, maybe this is not for you. But, you know, everybody loves a good pizza now and then. So I
well,
do
here
have,
we do, definitely.
Well,
Chicago.
Who doesn't? Who doesn't? So I created a number of pizza recipes that, you know, maybe are not 100% fabulously healthy, but you know what? If I would much rather you do those than call Domino's or, you know, go to, I don't know, in Washington we have Armand's Chicago Pizzeria, so maybe it's fake, maybe it's really not from Chicago, but
they're just using our name.
They are.
There
they
you
are.
Go. Now, your other book, The 10-Step Diet and Lifestyle Plan for Healthier Kidneys. Do you want to talk a little bit about the guidelines there and what the book's about?
Yes. So I really would like to empower patients, and I do not want to take anything away from medical professionals, but they're busy, and maybe they took a nutrition course 100 years ago. And I do hear the nephrologist routinely telling people, well, you know, limit this, limit this. And I look at the patient's labs, and I think, no, you really don't need to limit this. As a matter of fact, if you limit fruits and vegetables, what's left? A lot of protein and fats, because we only have carbohydrates, proteins, and fats. There really is no other food. So I really try to empower the patient, and I have had so many success stories. So I do want all of you to know that you do not have to progress to dialysis. I have so many stories. One guy came to see me, a big burly truck driver. He was diabetic in stage 3, and he just was scared, absolutely scared. And he said, you know what, I'm going to become a vegetarian. Well, you know, I really didn't believe him. You know, people do that when they're scared. They decide, I'm going to start running marathons, quit smoking, and become a vegetarian. Well, you know what, he did. He actually did become a vegetarian. He would tell me, well, you know, now and again, you know, when I drive past a double cheeseburger place, I mean, I do have to stop every couple of months, but other than that, yes, I'm strictly vegetarian. He lost about 40 pounds, got rid of his diabetes, and his kidney function returned to normal.
Wow.
So I was very motivated, and I have dozens of such stories, and the book basically tells people how to change their life, how to implement healthier habits so they do not have to progress to dialysis.
Well, that's so great that you've written it. And that book was called The 10-Step Diet and Lifestyle Plan for Healthier Kidneys. And then your other book is The Kidney Gourmet Health Book. Well, we are getting to the end of our show today. And what would be your tip of the day, Nina?
Oh, my tip of the day, probably not very romantic, but I would like for all of you just to imagine that you live on a farm. And you can only eat what you grow, what chickens or fish swim in your pond. Stay as close to nature as possible. Oh, and I do want to stress, I mean, this seems to be something that my patients say, well, I've started eating only organic food. Organic is not an umbrella for this is the total healthy food. Organic just means there's no pesticides. So don't take that to mean it's 100% healthy. But what I'm trying to get you to do is stay away from the food additives. Stay away from the processed food. Eat natural grains, additive-free. Eat fruits and vegetables, not apple pie, but eat the apples. Have the rice, not the rice-a-roni.
Yeah.
Drink water, not Coke or Pepsi. Stick close to your farm.
There you go. And you don't do you live in Washington, D.C. proper?
I do, right on Capitol Hill.
So you don't live on a farm. That's where
no.
I was getting at, right?
No, but you know what? In D.C., it's become very popular to have farm delivery. So
there you go.
So I do have farm delivery, and I have to admit, we got a turnip, and nobody in my family knew what it was. We had to Google it.
There you go. Well, thank you so much, Nina. Excuse me. For being on Aging Info Radio today. I had a frog in my throat there. It must have came from the farm, right? But thank you for being on, and I appreciate you taking the time
Absolutely.
To be my guest.
Thank you for having me.
All right. Well, I'd also like to thank my other two guests, Diane Ladiak, the treatment options nurse, and Nancy Knaus, director of home therapies.
both with Fresenius Medical Care. And you can contact them at 877-TOPS-LIFE or 877-867-7543. And Nina Colby, the registered dietitian, certified renal specialist, and author. You can get her book. You can get her book at kidneyhealthgourmet.com and also on Amazon. And thank you to my listeners, my sponsors, WJJG AM 1530, and Jim, my most awesome programmer. I hope you stay tuned in next Thursday at 1 o'clock. Aging Info Radio will be back on WJJG AM 1530, and you make it a great day. On an American goodbye note, I believe it is all of our responsibility to take care of our seniors, many of whom are the foundation of our country, and may their strength and dedication be passed on for generations to come.